Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 12, 20 to 26. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 12, verse 20 to 26. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world would keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me." My theme for reflection is the cost of seeing Jesus. The cost of seeing Jesus. Some years ago, I came across a story about a young boy who went to an amusement park with his family. There was a brand new roller coaster, fast, loud, and thrilling. Everyone was talking about it, and naturally, he couldn't wait to try it. He raced through the park, heart pounding with excitement, and joined the line. But just as he reached the front, he saw a sign, "You must be this tall to ride." He stood as straight as he could, stretching his neck and perhaps even trying to tiptoe a little. But no matter how much he wanted it, he was still just a few inches too short. He didn't get angry. He didn't beg. He realized something simple but profound. It wasn't that the ride was unfair. He just hadn't grown enough yet. Sometimes in life and in faith, we face moments like that. Doors we want to walk through, roles we want to step into, blessings we long for. But there is growth that needs to happen first. Not because God is keeping us out, but because He's preparing us to handle what is ahead. In John 12, verse 20 to 26, some Greeks come to Philip with a single request. "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." It is a powerful statement, one that has echoed through history. Many of us have prayed the same prayer in our own way. "I want to see Jesus. I want to know Him. I want to experience His presence." But Jesus doesn't respond with a simple yes, "Come on in." Instead, He tells them and us what it means to see Him. Jesus says, "Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." These words shift our understanding of faith. Seeing Jesus is not about catching a glimpse of Him from a safe distance. It is not about standing in awe of His miracles or memorizing His teachings. Seeing Jesus means following Him to the cross. It means dying to ourselves so that we can truly live. John Stott put it this way: "The Christian landscape is strewn with the wreckage of derelict, half-built towers, the ruins of those who began to build and were unable to finish. For thousands of people still ignore Christ's warning and undertake to follow Him without first pausing to reflect on the cost of doing so." Jesus doesn't lower the bar to make following Him easier. He tells us plainly that those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world would keep it for eternal life. This doesn't mean we should despise life itself, but rather that we must let go of our need to control, to seek comfort above all else, to protect ourselves from sacrifice. If we cling to the world's values, power, wealth, success, security, we will miss the true life that Jesus offers. The Greeks who came seeking Jesus might have expected a straightforward invitation. But instead, Jesus gives them a challenge. Do you really want to see me? Then you must follow me, and where I go, through suffering, through surrender, through self-giving love, you must go as well. This is what Lent invites us into. A deeper vision of Jesus, but one that requires us to die to ourselves. It takes us to lay down our pride, our ambitions, our self-centered desires to follow Christ. It asks us to embrace a new way of living, one that is marked not by grasping for life, but by giving it away. Jesus makes a promise. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. The cost of seeing Jesus is real, but the reward is greater. True honor, true joy, and true life is found when we surrender everything into his hands. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what is one thing in your life that you are holding on to that keeps you from fully following Jesus? Number two, how might God be inviting you to fall like a grain of wheat so that you can bear much fruit? And now our practical exercise for today. Take some time to sit in silence before God. Ask him to reveal what you need to surrender in order to follow Jesus more fully. Write it down and pray over it, asking for strength to let go and trust him completely. Lord Jesus, I want to see you, not just from a distance, but truly and deeply. Help me to let go of anything that keeps me from following you. Teach me what it means to die to myself so that I may live in you. Give me the courage to surrender, the faith to trust, and the love to serve. May my life bear fruit for your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.